Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy. I am a supervisor, and how can I help you?
Yes, I was evidently they said that I did a survey online, and I agreed to a $50.49.99 charge being taken out of my account, and I have no recollection of doing something like that. And I did receive a little tiny broken neck massager. It was probably about 4 inches with, it never did work, but I never agreed to any charges being taken out of my account. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. What's your first and last name, please?
My first and last name is Geraldine Randall.
One moment. Still searching. One moment, please.
Would you leave it here, please? On
okay,
you,
I do have your account pulled up, and if you can verify the address.
1745 75th Avenue Northeast.
Okay, thank you. One
Black
moment.
Black Rapids, Minnesota.
Okay, so I do show that you ordered a neck massager. You first just paid the shipping and handling.
Okay.
And then you were enrolled.
That was supposed to be. I never ordered a neck massager.
Well, you were getting ready to say that was supposed to be. You didn't finish the sentence.
Oh, yeah. I said that was supposed to be a free gift for doing
correct.
The survey.
Exactly. And what happened was, in addition to you ordering the neck massager, you also were enrolled in a subscription where you would receive a $125 gift card that goes to your email address where you're able to shop online.
No, I never agreed to that.
I understand. That information was disclosed in the terms and conditions.
No, I never agreed to that.
Now, you were transferred to the fraud department. This isn't fraud. You misunderstood.
I would like to have my money back from
you misunderstood
September.
What you signed up for, but the charges are valid.
I didn't
hold
sign
the line
up for
one
anything.
Moment, please. Mm-hmm. Yes, you admitted mm-hmm. to completing the survey, and in completing the survey, what came along with the survey? Were you completing the signing up for the membership, the shopping membership that goes to your email address? We are allowed $125 to shop online.
No.
Hold the line for
no,
one moment, please,
I never...
so I can make the updates. One moment. Be right with you. One moment. Okay, thanks so much for holding. I did update the account with the information we discussed. The representative that you previously spoke to, they did cancel out the account to make sure you won't have any additional charges.
And I'd like to have a refund on my previous charges.
Okay, the charges are valid. I'm not able to provide you with a refund. Hold the line for one moment so I can make additional notations on the account, please. Okay, now what I can do is a courtesy because you misunderstood what you signed up for. The system will allow a 35% credit. I am able to at least credit 50% back to the account.
Okay. Well, I'm very disappointed. I never would have filled out a survey like that.
I understand, but it's just most important whenever you complete surveys, do anything like that. If you don't see the terms and conditions, you probably don't want to sign up.
No, I didn't sign up. But
well, when you selected the neck massager as your gift, that's when it all started.
Work.
Okay, is there a reason why you never called in to let us know it didn't work?
I just thought it was a scam to begin with because the neck massager was a tiny little battery-operated thing that was 4 inches, and it never even worked. I mean, it was, I said, looks like this is a scam. I just thought it was a survey, and you did this thing. You got a neck massager for doing it, and never knew there was any attachment of a $50 a month fee.
Correct. That allows you to shop online with the $125 gift card. Now, because you're stating the neck massager doesn't work, I can always reship it complimentary.
No, I don't want anything from your company.
Okay. All right. Well, you want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing. Thank you for calling customer care, and you have a great day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.